InshaAllah, next we will be having a qiraat by Qari Ismail Lambard Sahib, inshaAllah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا شفتين وهديناه النجدين فلا اقتحم العقبة وما
نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله ومن يشكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن الله غني حميد وإذ قال لقمان لابنه وهو يعظه يا بني لا تشرك بالله الشرك لظلم عظيم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. Respect to my Ikram, beloved brothers. The primary purpose of taking allegiance at the hands of a sheikh is to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many times the question is posed that if that is your objective, what is the method used? What are the points of emphasis? What is your syllabi and what is your curriculum? So this is the nisab, the curriculum that the sheikh utilizes for the reformation, for the Islam of his muridin, of the disciples. Just the word murid also is an Arabic word. Comes from arada yurid iradatan fahuwa muridu. The person that desires. As Mala Musa mentioned, one quality that a person requires is to be talib, desire. So this is the syllabi. Because many times people have this wrong notion as to what tasawwuf is about. Is it from Quran? Isn't it from Quran? What are the points of emphasis? The points of emphasis is the way Luqman alayhi salatu salam nurtured and made tarbiyat of his youngster, of his child, is the same method that the sheikh uses to make tarbiyat and reformation of his muridin, of his disciples. The same emphasis. This is a syllabi from ustad in the madrasa, an amir in the tabligh jamaat, a husband in the house. These are the points of emphasis. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. We have granted Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam wisdom. Wisdom is ilm al-ladunni, knowledge from Allah's side. Generally, the easiest way of inculcating wisdom, hikmat, is to make amal upon one's ilm. Any person that makes amal upon his ilm, Allah will give him knowledge from his side. The one other way of inculcating wisdom is to be grateful for all of Allah's bounties. Immediately Allah says, after granting Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam wisdom, وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. So the person that is grateful and thankful for his own benefit, that shows that the person that is very, very grateful to Allah, Allah will grant wisdom from his side. And as it mentions, we haven't got much time, but just quickly to make shukr every day of a few things. One is the wujud that Allah has given you existence. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you insan. Allah has made you, has given you iman, ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has kept sustenance in his hands. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has covered your faults. These are the basic gratitude that you should make every day. And besides that, this is a very beautiful ibadah, shukr. A person sits down every morning after fajr. And before he goes home and he makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, expand on this and see how enjoyable this ibadah is. That فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. The person is ungrateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent and totally, and Allah ta'ala is full of praise. So what is the first point when a murid comes to a sheikh? What does he do first and foremost? What does we do in the upbringing of our children at home? What does an ustad do in a classroom? So the first thing is to take ghairullah out of the heart. Therefore the dhikr has been prescribed. So that the ghairullah, besides Allah, comes out of the heart. And this, Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam told his son, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Oh my beloved son, you also, initially the sheikh will show kindness, affection and love. And the only way you can win the heart of the disciple is when you show love to him first. So therefore he addressed his son in a most beautiful manner. Many times we adopt the wrong, we have got the right purpose at home to change the mannerism of the child, a certain way of his we do not approve of. But we use such harsh words that he takes no heed from our talk. So it is essential that if you want to impress the mind of somebody, that first and foremost you use words of affection and love. Luqman alayhi salam taught that. Ya bunayya, oh my beloved son. La tushrik billah. Don't ascribe partners with Allah. Take ghairullah out of the heart. Therefore the sheikh, first and foremost, you have to, when you put allegiance, you make tawbah at his hands. Tawbah, and then basically the primary zikr is given. The main thing is all the ghair Allah that we have to remove from the heart. And this is what Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam taught. He said, Ya Badayya la tushrik billah. Inna shirka ladhum al-azim. Because ascribing partners to Allah is a matter, major oppression. Allah liked this advice of Luqman alayhi salam so much that he could have shown his own importance, but he'd rather show the importance of Allah, the maqam of Allah, the position of Allah. Now generally we try to impress on the child our importance as a father. Do you know who provides? Do you know who brings in the house? Do you know who's boss of the house? And everybody is vying with another. When a poor child is small, they say Abba first, say Ammi first, say Nana first, Nani first. Poor child gets so confused, doesn't speak at all. So rather just teach him Allah. So you won't be confused at all. So Luqman alayhi salam, Allah loves the way that Luqman alayhi salam, the first thing that he impressed on Luqman alayhi salam's mind, Allah. So immediately Allah then spoke about Luqman. Luqman, oh son, do you know who Luqman is? When you introduce your child to Allah, Allah will put the respect and the grandeur and your position in the heart of the child. Today we are trying to impress on the child's mind our importance, not Allah's importance. Any child is connected to Allah. That is why we are saying get the children bi'atu al-shaykh, but because he will understand your rights after that. So Allah loved us so much, immediately Allah interjected and said, وَصَيْلَ الْإِنسَانِ بِوَالِدِهِ. We have advised insan regarding his own parents. حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ وَحْنًا عَلَىٰ وَحْنٍ وَفِصَالٌ فِي عَمَيْنِ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدِهِ. Difficulty upon difficulty, the weaning of period was 2 years. And what the whole thing, be grateful to me, be grateful to your parents. The greatest benefactor is Allah. So be grateful most, first and foremost to Allah. Then your next, in terms of benevolence, benefactors are your parents. So Allah immediately mentions, إِلَيْهِ الْمَسِيرُ unto me is your return. Then Allah mentions one usul, one principle. You are also even in the shaykh, for example. We don't follow blindly. That if the shaykh commands, inshallah, if you choose the right shaykh, he will never ever command you to do wrong. But in the event, if something against sunnah is mentioned, or against the teachings of Quran and hadith, Ya Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِهِ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ إِنْ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. So, if they instruct you to ascribe partners with me in things that they don't have knowledge, then do not obey them. But then to still be good with them. Even if your parents are Muslims, and they ascribe partners with Allah, and if they command you to do evil, then to be good and kind to them. But here again Allah says, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. This is very, very important. Many people ask, what is the proof of following some righteous people? Yeah, Allah is instructing, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. Follow the path of those that got inclination towards us. ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ. Then unto me is your return. فَأُنَبِّيُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And I will inform you of what you are doing. Now what? So one is to say ghayrullah. Then what is the next thing that the shaykh will put in the heart of the muridin? يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِنْتَكُمْ إِلْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْضًا وَدَكُمْ فِي السَّخْرَةً أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَعْفِي بِهَا اللَّهِ. The wujud, the existence of Allah, the dhyan of Allah, the presence of Allah. So when that is inculcated in a person, then to stay away from sin becomes very, very easy. So the next primary effort that the shaykh generally makes on his muridin, that after he has removed ghayrullah, to bring the dhyan of Allah in the person's mind. Like Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam told his son, that, oh my beloved son, whether in the crevices of a mountain, in the depths of the sea, in the atmosphere of the sky, if you break Allah's law, be aware, Allah is totally aware of it. And you will have to present it on the day of Qiyamah. So this is the sequence that how the shaykh will make the tarbiyat of the muridin to remove the ghayrullah, then bring the might, the majesty and the grandeur of Allah. And this, there are many, many stories in history that, for example, Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki rahmatullah alayhi, his mother used to basically send him to madrasa every day, and then when he used to come home, she would ask him to perform 2 rakat salah for his lunch. And what she would do, she would prepare the lunch already and leave it in the cupboard to show that Allah provides. And read 2 rakat salah. So he used to do that every day. And then after he read his salat, she would tell him to go look for it, and she would keep in the cupboard. She would open one, two cupboards. There's only few cupboards in the house. She would find the food. Allah provided. One day he was gone, and the mother was gone, and she was late, and he had come back from school or madrasa. And now she was very worried that Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki's iman is at stake. That every day I used to prepare the food before him. And as usual was his habit, he went on the musalla, made salat. And he made dua, he went to the cupboard, he took the food, and he ate. And he found the food more wonderful than ever before. More enjoyable than ever before. His mother is panting, coming home, the iman of my child is at stake. That every day he knows that Allah provides. And there she finds him eating enjoyably. She asked him, where you got? She said, mother, what food today? I never tasted food like this. Allah made the provision. When you turn the dhyan of the people towards Allah, that Allah ta'ala makes things happen. So the next thing is that to create the presence and the existence of Allah in the height of, in the heart of a mu'min. Then to break Allah's law is very, very difficult. Then when you're sitting in the plane, then irrespective of whether male is sitting next to you or female is sitting next to you, then the presence of Allah is in mind. Adhan is called out that the presence of Allah is in mind. Then to come a Fajr Salah is not difficult. To wake up a Tahajjud is not difficult. To make tilawat of Quran Kareem is not difficult. The presence of Allah is in the mind. So this is the next great effort that the Shaykh will make on the Muridin. Then, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَتِيكُمْ خَبِيرٌ يَا بُنَيَّ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنْهَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Then, and you see, mashallah, even here in the Jalsa, what were the things that were spoken about that was read? One was aqaid, believe in Allah, who Allah is. Then we spoke about the importance of ibadat. Then we spoke about akhlaq, well, mu'asharat, mu'amalat, akhlaqiyat. Social dealings, monetary dealings, character. That all that there was read is from this ayat and ruku of the Quran Kareem. Exactly the sequence. The sequence and the thing of importance is according to this ayat. That first, who Allah is, aqaid. Then the importance of ibadah. So now immediately Luqman alayhi salatu salam, once he imprints it in the heart of his son, once the Shaykh imprints in the heart of the murid who Allah is, then to perform salah, to engage in ibadah becomes very, very easy. So therefore he told his son next, Ya Bunayya, aqim salah, establish salah. Iqamat salah. Therefore alhamdulillah, Allah's fazl and Allah's karam, from the 90s, Hazrat has got one program in Ramadan on how to perfect your salah. Keeping this in mind, that the muridin salah has to be perfected. Then only the whole deen will be completed. Then the tarbiyah will be made like how Luqman alayhi salatu salam advised. So much time, a whole stop practically before that, the virtues of salah is mentioned. After that, the masail pertaining to salah, another 15-20 minutes is dedicated towards it on a daily basis. Then for 45 minutes to an hour on how to perfect one salah. Ya bunayya aqim as-salah. Then establish salah. So he mentioned the next point, that establish salah. Wa'mur bil ma'ruf wa nahy 'anil munkar. Many times there's an objection against this activity of tasawwuf and islah and tazkiyah. That people are only worried about yourselves. That you sit in the corner making the dhikr of Allah, finding Allah. People are dying without iman, etc. When Hazrat gives khilafat, the one thing that he always mentions, that the khilafat is not some certificate towards Jannah. This khilafat is so that you do work. That you establish majalis. Many times Hazrat mentioned that if you not establish a majalis wherever you are, then don't take it that you my khalifa either. So this is part of the work of khanqa. This is part of the work of tazkiyah. It is not something that is foreign to this effort. One is that imaniyat in yours, that at the same time, that establishment of salah, and it doesn't stop there. And your only salah has been mentioned, ulama have mentioned, indication towards an ibadat, meaning the entirety in its total, complete, proper form, iqamat of it. Aqim salah. Wa'amur bil ma'aruf, wanha anil munkar. The next step, establish majalis wherever you are once you have khilafat. Or even if you don't have khilafat, it encourages to establish majalis. What's the purpose of this? That enjoying the good. That wa'amur bil ma'aruf, wanha anil munkar. And only after this, till now while you are following the Shaykh, and whatever he says, you listen, you brought amal in your life, people don't object. Once you start doing what the Shaykh does, then people will start objecting. So immediately Luqman alayhi salam told his son, understanding people's reaction, what's the alama asaw? To be patient in what difficulties are fit. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala also, the tremendous difficulties, each one had to engage in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are so many numerous incidents. And how they made the tarbiyat of the children. Just one incident, inshallah, then we continue. That Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair, who was the governor of Makkah al-Mukarramah, a time came when Hajjaj bin Yusuf was his army surrounded. And because of the immense numbers in the army of Hajjaj bin Yusuf, very, very few people stood with Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair. According to some reports, eventually there were only 14 or 20 people that stood with him. But at the same time, they knew the strength of iman that was within him. So they were utilizing catapults from outside the haram into the area of the Kaaba, the Mataf, etc. To get Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair out. Now he knew he was surrounded from every direction. So now he goes to his mother Asma, very, very old at the time. Now imagine, subhanAllah, what tarbiyah they made of the children. They didn't tell them the deen is sufficient. So he thought that I'll meet my mother for the last time. Because it doesn't seem like outwardly that there is any form of victory in this situation. So she goes and meets him. And he has got an armor. So she embraces him and he embraces her saying that this is our last meeting. So Asma asked his mother, radiallahu ta'ala, that what's underneath your kurta? So he said, an armor. So she said, a person desirous of shahadat with an armor underneath. How's it possible? She said, I'm not afraid of shahadat. This is what my desire is. This is what I have gone to battle for all my life. But he said that Hajjaj has promised that he will mutilate my body and he will make a sign for the people to remember that anybody that opposes Hajjaj, what happens to them. And he's promised that he will cut my ears, he will cut my nose, etc. He will remove the internal things from my body. So then she said some amazing sentence. She said, Ashatu madbuha la yu'limuha as-salas. A sheep that is about to be slaughtered does not worry about the skin being ripped off from the body thereafter. Oh my son, what are you worried about? What are you worried about? You got tamanna for shahadat. So how can this bother you? So he takes out the armor in front of his mother. And he goes to the battlefield and he fights. And he fights with two swords in his hands. Then eventually they could not even come close to him. A rock came from a distance, fell on his head, opened a massive hole, blood gushed out. Out of weakness, then he fell and dropped to the ground. This is how deen has come to us, Allah. Deen did not come like this. With ease and comfort. We find it difficult for Fajr Salat al Jamaat. We find it difficult to look after our eyes. We find it difficult to make tilawat of Quran al-Kareem. Every excuse we put forward in order to stay away from the amal of deen. These are the stories that we have to read continuously. So we understand what sacrifices deen came. How mothers make tarbiyat of the children for deen coming alive. So he removes his armor, he goes out in battle, fights, falls to the ground. Then he says a poem, Asma, that in kutiltu la tabkini, that if I cry, if I am made shaheed, don't cry. Before that he mentioned one other thing, that he never left the battlefield. After a while he was left alone. Even those who were around to tell. Then he said that, listen, we are not such that alal aqabi tudma qudumana. We are not such that on the front of on our heels will blood flow. We will never run from the battlefield. We are such that you will find blood on the front of our feet only. We never run from a battlefield. If there is blood, you will find on the front of our foot, never at the back. So this is how the nature. Habib bin Zayd, Musaylama Kadab got hold of him and told him, say that Ana Rasulillah.
Ana Rasulullah, Anta Rasulullah. He said that. He cut his right arm. Habib bin Zayd is alive. He says, say Anta Rasulullah. He said, I'm not going to say. He cut his left foot. He cut his right foot. He cut his left foot. Eventually, he started poking him with a spear into his stomach. He was not prepared to say that you are the Rasulullah. Eventually, he gouged his eyes from his sockets. He was alive. He was alive. He says, I'm not saying you're saying the Rasulullah. Now imagine this whole detail was mentioned to his mother, Umm Ammara. The complete detail, the story is in Hayat al-Sahara. Complete detail was given. How does a mother listen to such a story? But what was the mother's response? She said, لِهَذَا الْيَوْمْ أَرْضَعْتُهُ وَإِنْدَ اللَّهِ اِحْتَسَبْتُهُ. For this I have given birth to him. This is what I breastfed him for. To become a mujahid. Look at the way we clothe our children. How are they going to go on battlefield? Look at the hairstyle. How much do we bring them to the masajid? Do we give them even encouragement to perform salah? Whole day they play, they're watching movies from morning to evening, evening to morning. Entire weekend is spent like that, with music in the ears. Where this mother is saying, لِهَذَا الْيَوْمْ أَرْضَعْتُهُ وَإِنْدَ اللَّهِ اِحْتَسَبْتُهُ. For this I have given, I have breastfed him. By Allah I am hoping for reward for this. Wallah, carry on thinking of where we have come, what has passed, how deen has come to us. This is total ingratitude for the sacrifices of the people before that we carry on transgressing the laws of Allah. So eventually, this is what they gave birth for. So as we are mentioning that this work of Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahi and in Munkar is part of Tazkiyah and Tasawwuf. It is not a separate branch. Therefore the Shaykh this Khilafat and so the Majalis should be established, so this work can be done. And people are going to say things. Except that. Therefore, Luqman alayhi salam told his son, Wasbir ala ma asab. Now people are saying, they call you term that Sufi, became a big Shaykh, mashallah. We were playing marbles with us yesterday. Now you establish a majalis. That will happen. Inna dhalika min azm al-umur. That is a great, trustworthy, and a thing of great status to do this. Then it doesn't stop there. وَلَا تُسَعِرْ حَدَّقَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَانٍ فَقُرْ. So the Shaykh Tarbiyah, we mentioned that first and foremost, he will take out غير الله. What he will put in your heart? Allah. Then he will emphasize that ibadat, all the ibadat. Salat is mentioned here as an example, alluding to all ibadat. At the same time that Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahi and Munkar, oh my disciples, is part of your activity. Then, akhlaqiyat is also taught by the Shaykh. How to deal with people, how to engage with people. وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّقَ لِلنَّاسِ. Sa'run was a illness that primarily was in camels, paralysis of the face, which you call in Urdu, lukwa. That they should have the paralysis of the face. Don't walk with a haughty attitude in front of people like your neck is straight. Like how the camels used to get, walk with their head is paralysis, facial paralysis. وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّقَ لِلنَّاسِ. Be humble. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Don't walk on the ground with insolence. That is also part of the tarbiyat of the Shaykh. That إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. MashaAllah, this topic has been discussed a few times already about pride. We don't want to go into the details of the pride. That Allah does not love the person that is haughty, that he is arrogant. وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشْيِدْ. Even this, the Shaykh teaches us. وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشْيِدْ. When you are walking the mother walk, not too fast, not too slow. Not be walk like Qur'an, that you can see the purposeful walk, and you can see the pride that comes out while they walk. No. Walk in a way that is a bit faster than slow, but slower than fast in a total moderate way. And then ulama mentioned another tafsir, that what should be taught. I think whether we taught this to our children. Waqsid fi mashyik, in your spending, choose the middle path. But don't be extravagant in your spending. Irrespective of how rich the father is, or what luxuries that we have, teach him responsibility. That be moderate in your spending. Look at your earnings first, and then look at your needs. Today we do it the other way around. We see what our needs are first. Then the earnings by the way. So after the first 3 months of work, we are in such debt already. A child, a youngster that earns 16,000, 17,000, I read an amazing article a few days back. And this was debated also on various news media, etc., that the people that these monks get in the country are teachers. Amazing. But they teach accounting and business economics. And one of the reasons is that they start earning 14 grand, 16 grand. Primary school teachers earn a bit less. High school teachers earn a bit more. So first thing, before you even get a first check, he buys a car, in most cases golf. He buys one, 6,500, 7,000. Then he unfortunately haram insurance another 1,500, 9,000 to 10,000. Then he's putting a sound system. He's got a sound system, but it's not the latest sound system. He needs woofers or whatever they call it in the back of the boot. They fuzz the entire boot up also. So he needs that. Then he puts money in that. Now if you petrol money, he's struggling with. He's got a smart car in the parking area in the school, and everybody checks the car out and he needs mags and he needs to pump it or whatever he wants to do it. 10 grand is on a month out of a salary of 14 is gone into his car. Then he wants to stay away from his family because he needs freedom. So he needs to rent a house 13 and a half. Now it's going to have to eat. Nothing. After a few months, they find that, well, the profession that have the most people suffering from depression is also teachers. One is the children at school. The other is the problem of how to stand. So here we need to teach our child, like I said, mentions beautifully, he says that, you know what, that stretch your feet according to the size of your godru, your agada. If you don't stretch your feet accordingly, you're sucking in both. In the same way, keep your expenses according to the size of your agada. Don't keep your expenses more than that. Walk sit be mashi. But be moderate in your speed, in your walk, in both ways, in the way you walk physically, as well as in your expenditure. Waqdud means sauti. Be low in your voice, especially when talking to individuals on a one-to-one conversation. Don't be harsh, don't be hard, don't scream at the top of your voice. In antaram aswar, nasawtul hamir. That the worst form of sound is the sound of the donkey. So many times the question asked that this tasawwuf, where is and what is the salabai? I mentioned an air salabai. This is what the Shaykh emphasizes on. It is all mudallal, all from Quran and Hadith. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq.
Amen.